Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Yeah, talking about LiquidIV.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated. We'd have headaches. We'd be tired, exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus eight vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Whoa, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Ditch the gas station energy drinks and overpriced coffee. CardoMax Energy Intensifier will give you clean, great-tasting, a clean, great-tasting boost. The clean! Oh, I need it. I need it. The clean, great-tasting boost your day needs. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, CardoMax Energy Intensifiers packed with B3, B6, and B12 vitamins, caffeine, and BCAAs to keep you dialed in throughout your day. Use promo code Nooners to get 30% off your next four orders at CardoMax.com. That's CardoMax.com.
Helping you achieve your max.
What's up, everybody? I was about to get something from my purse like I'm not on live. Just like, I was just going to get up and make some food. What's up, guys? Welcome to Ross Patterson Revolution Thanksgiving Edition. This is our last episode before the Thanksgiving holiday, so we're going to cover some shit that's going on.
You're not coming here Thursday?
No, are you?
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Do you want to? I was hoping you guys didn't want to.
No, I don't want to be here.
No, you guys need some time off. I'm not a slave driver, okay? I want you to be with your families. And I want to, today I want to talk a little bit about, I feel like Thanksgiving is kind of different for everyone. Like everyone has like a different memory of it, an imprint of it, what they're trying, tradish, different tradition. We'll talk about that later. But first, we have a special guest, back by popular demand, RPR fave, Eric Tanzi. What?
Is it really? Am I really like a special guest, or am I just like a guest at this point?
Yeah, I mean, you're a guest, but back by popular demand of Giorgio. No, yeah, a lot of people wanted you, like eight or what was it? Seven or eight people said, yeah, we love Tanzi. We want him back.
Tens of people.
Tens of people.
I probably got more hate messages. So I'll clear the air, address the elephant in the room. I'm not rude. I'm not your real dad, Nooners. I'm not your real dad. But you know what? Ross isn't here right now. And so while I'm here, you don't have to love me, but you will respect me.
Oh my gosh, okay? What's going on? Tell me.
No.
What?
Just some like, oh, you're not the real Ross. You know, get out of there.
Oh,
bring
Lord.
Ross back. Well, you know what I mean?
Why but do you look, read when he that gets shit?
Back, when he gets back, I'm going to tell him what you said. And he's going to be really disappointed that you behave that
the
way.
The reason that Ross isn't like, as the children, the RPR listeners, as the children, it's uh-huh. their fault Ross left.
Yeah, he doesn't love you anymore.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's on you.
Nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with me.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Him and I still love each other, but he doesn't want to live in the house because of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need you guys to know that. No.
I'm not your real dad.
I'm sorry that you got... But listen, nobody was really giving you like hate.
No, it was just
This group just likes to fuck around, and they have a dark sense of humor. Can we agree?
Very dark sense of humor.
So like their idea of like joking around can be quite cutting sometimes. Yeah. But that means that they love you. Otherwise, they're not saying anything to you, right?
Right. Right.
Like if they were like, who's that, you know, get this guy off of here. They don't even know your name.
I'll be real. They're just fucking softies at heart.
Oh, yes. 100%.
They're nothing compared to internet commoners.
Oh, gosh.
Me,
no.
Me and Rob were molded in the fucking darkness.
Mm-hmm.
These people have nothing on us.
Oh, I'm telling you, like us getting like you getting like hate, quote unquote, is so not right. Like you don't even know what hate is. This group jokes around, but they're also like, even with me, like if they think that they like hurt my feelings, I get private messages. They're like, sorry, we were just fucking around. Like we were just joking. I was like, you do not have to do that. I love you. I get it. It's more for them to kind of just hang out, right? With us in the background, because we really are not saying anything of value. Right.
Yeah, and it doesn't really hurt my feelings when they do. I mean, it's not like I really cut myself. It's not like the lacerations are that deep.
Because it kind of feels like you're pretty sad.
Yeah, it's not like I'm like mm-hmm. really just drawing a lot of blood. It's only a little bit of blood that I'm right. drawing.
You're just scratching
myself.
A bunch.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
hoping
yeah.
someone notices.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like, hey guys, yeah. No. Exactly. Is Jimmy over there?
No, Jimmy's in Florida.
Okay.
For Thanksgiving, so. Poor
okay, because I was going to have someone just kind of tilt your camera a little bit, but...
Which way does it need to tilt? I can get up. Which way?
Guys, right?
No, it's I like that he's on the third.
Oh, okay. You're just kind of like on one side of the screen a little bit.
Oh, really?
But I mean, it's fine.
Oh, I am.
Do you
I see it now.
That?
I
so,
see
like,
myself.
You would just kind of mm-hmm. nudge it to the other side.
Yeah, I'll get up and
or
nudge
or not.
It while you
but yeah, you get up and nudge. I'm going to talk to the people.
Symmetry is not beautiful. Not in film. That's what they teach us in school.
Dan, mm-hmm. what did I tell you about school? Okay.
School's big, for liberals.
Yeah, it's a big bunch of bullshit. We're tired of your lib
My
nonsense.
Woke bullshit,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Just kidding. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you're right. I just like, when I'm looking at the screen, right? Isn't it a little distracting?
It'd be nice for him to be in the middle.
Thank you, Giorgio. Did you go to school?
No, I dropped out.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, he was a hospitality major.
Yep, you and me, babes. You and me.
Found a camera, you know, one day behind a dumpster. Just started filming life. That's where the real art is. It's in the streets.
Oh, now you're pissing me off. I know. I love it. I love it. You go from, like, speaking my language to just, like, showing me a mirror.
He went to YouTube University.
But, I mean, look.
It's the best school out there.
It's the best school out there at this point. But, yeah. There you go, Tanzi. Right?
Yeah.
Better
now,
guys?
Now I'm center.
You look
now
good.
Now you're center. You look good. Yeah. Okay. So let's get into a couple of the little fisting birds
Just looking at it, I just kind of like that title, right? Fisting Birds, because we're going to get into Thanksgiving a little bit, but, you know, I don't know. How interesting is Thanksgiving, really? So what are we going to talk about? You texted me about this weird case that, like, this tennis star, Chinese tennis star, Peng Shui, anyone?
Peng Shua. Peng Shua.
I haven't heard it pronounced, so you guys know I'm real good at pronouncing Chinese and Asian names. It has finally appeared in public, but here's why the worries aren't going away. So if you haven't followed the story at all, it's this Chinese tennis star that was reported missing, or people kind of just wanted proof of life because she had accused former vice premier Zhang Gaoli of coercing her into sex. So basically of a sexual harassment case against a high-ranking official in China, and then she went missing. Now, when I heard that, I'm sorry to say that I kind of shut down, because I go, well, she did, right? Or she gone, or we're not going to ever get any real answers. So I kind of like shut down. What do you know of this? Or what
I know you thought she was going to disappear, but I was like, there's no way. When you've got athletes like LeBron James who are just ready to put something like that on their sneakers to raise awareness for a missing female in China, when you got guys like John Cena who are going to make a movie about this, there's no way she can go missing, right?
Yeah. Well, okay, but that's what I was saying. So I entered this case, or when we heard about this, she was already missing. So she already disappeared, right? Yeah. And then you send me this where people see her in public, but they're still not convinced. Why?
Well, they didn't see her in public. They've only seen her on like a FaceTime type screen.
In which she deliberately says the date in a conversation with her and her friends from this video evidence. She just, you know, happens.
Very strange.
Yeah,
very
what a crazy strange. November 16th.
Right.
This is the craziest November 16th.
Oh, is it like that? Was it like that? Yeah. That's awesome.
It's really bad. It's really bad. And then she's got like two government officials with her, and there's no, like, her family's not in the room or anything like that. It's just government people. So of course, you know, she's like, she's safe at home. See, she's at home and she's resting, like, with a whole bunch of people from the government.
No.
But the Olympics, the Olympic Committee is already kind of like, no, she looks like she's doing fine. That, you know, and now they're saying they're kind of taking it back, where they're saying, well, maybe not. Maybe we need to meet her in person. I don't know.
I mean, Sunday she was at a youth tournament in Beijing.
Okay.
So the last update on her, according to ESPN, I don't know whether to take that seriously.
Is that not? Oh, right. So do you have proof of it, or is China just telling you that, right? Like,
right.
Because we've gotten news, the news that China wanted us to have before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We always get not the news China wants us to have.
Yeah. So I don't know. You're saying there's a video that's suspect.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I'm like, yeah. She gone.
She could be alive.
She gone.
She's such a talented tennis player that it'd probably be hard to, like, really get rid of her so quickly. But I'm sure some of her family is missing.
Yeah, no, they're reprogramming her.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
This is like, they're not going to kill her for this. No. This is like a week or two where it's like, why do you make us do this?
Sure.
Why do you hurt us?
Sure.
So.
She's going to be with a bunch of other, you know, Asian Chinese gals, right? That did the wrong thing.
Right.
Get them back.
She's
going to
get waterboarded by Mickey Mouse.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So nothing about this really, you know, like I said, when it's, unfortunately, if it's China or Salt Lake City, I kind of just shut down, because I'm not going to get the real answers. You know what I mean? I'm just not going to get the real deal.
It's one of these, like, hashtag me. It's, for me, it's where do guys like John Cena and LeBron James, where do they go after knowing this? Like, after these things happen.
But it's against China, which they can't do, right?
Right. So you know LeBron's not going to speak out against it. You know John Cena's not going to speak out against it. But, like, how do you think that their fans would be like, hey, guys, so you're cool with this, right? Like, you're not going to bring any kind of.
Right.
You're not going to bring this to light at all in any way. And the fact that China scrubbed, like, even the word tennis from their little Twitter, like, you can't even use the hashtag.
Again, this surprises you. Why?
Do you because have she's such like a big, well, I think because China. Well, okay, so for us, for Americans, that's sure. super brave, right? Like, I feel like we should all be like, this is the biggest hero.
I'll be real with you, Tansy.
Yeah, I think Dan is going to, for all his woke bullshit, he's going to say something true right now.
Yeah, most people in America are oblivious to anything that is not happening in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our tiny little brains just cannot take on any more than what's happening here, right?
We don't care about American tennis players.
Thank you. Thank you. That's so true. So I think the story kind of came out for like a second of like this person, you know, this star in China went against the government and now she gone. And everybody was like, uh-huh. Do you know what I'm saying? I love that you are like so you know, I don't want to say naive. What is it when it's more like inspirational? I love that
oblivious?
You're so no for Tansy for no. Tansy that he's so no. Idealistic.
Oh yeah,
right. That you think that people would kind of care. They don't, right?
No, I guess yeah. not.
I know.
Guess not. Who are the two? Who are the two twins that played tennis in America?
Oh Lord, really? So
they're really good.
Serena Williams.
Yeah, that's it.
Sabrina Williams. Yep. And yeah. And Petra,
like
Johnson.
I wonder what they have to say about it. Like, I wonder if they're kind of talking about it at all.
Yeah, so they probably aren't.
To be honest, if you are referencing the Williams sisters, they're not that outspoken
no.
in general.
No.
Like, Serena will get mad on the court and she will talk about
sure.
herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that in a, I don't mean that in like a stuck up way or anything. Like she will just be like, yeah, I don't get treated the same as the men
yes.
when I have
she
an
has her
or,
own causes.
But it's typically
she,
about her. And yeah. Venus is like, hates the limelight. Like she doesn't.
Oh, well, yeah. Serena's
Venus
a dirty, dirty cheater.
Killed a person. So
yeah, Venus did kill a person.
One killed a person and one's a cheater hiding in her panic room at her house because
yeah,
USADA
so they don't,
is there.
They know well enough to like. Not stick your neck out because then people are going to start to question you, right? So they're like, uh-huh, yeah,
yeah,
sucks, right? Sucks.
They
sucks.
Go with the they go the Jordan approach.
Yeah,
yes. I guess I was just kind of hoping for like a real Hunger's Game ending. You know, this girl, she speaks out against the government, mm-mm. the tyrants. They try mm-mm. to re-educate her. She doesn't get re-educated. She comes back out. She's got this sure. fire. I wanted to see like a real hero. Story come out of this. Everybody
Again.
Rallies around hashtag Me
yes,
Too becomes like a real movement.
Tansy, mm-hmm. nobody knows about this.
Yeah, and it sounds like a Marvel movie
yeah,
maybe at
so.
This point. So yeah, like speaking out in the government against the government, speaking to power, truth to power in China, just not something that you can do. And it's pretty widely known, right? You can't really do that there.
I guess not. I mean, obviously.
I mean, this is
point.
It's terrible, but we're not surprised.
Yes, like no. it's horrible, but it's not something that, you know, we don't. Yeah, it's
right.
just it's just.
Right. It's I just wish that Gabby Petito, you know, was still here.
Yeah.
You want to cut his mic?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the hope and the inspiration is not something that I need right now. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
We're talking about Thanksgiving, you know? No, I'm just joking. That happened to Peng Shui.
Yep.
Peng okay. Shui.
Nailed
just,
it.
Just power through it.
Shui.
Power through it. You got it.
I know
nailed
it's like
it.
Something. Right? What
the
is
more
it?
You question how you say it, the more people will question you. So
right.
Just power
just
through
go
it.
Go through it and be like,
say
I said it right.
Say it confidently.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think twice about doing that to a Polish name. So, you know what I mean? You
right.
would be like, oh, God, I better get this right. Just use your dumb English mouth
right.
to say the letters.
I mean, I told you to leave your attitude at home, but thank you.
It was Peng Shui. Peng Shui.
Peng Shui.
Peng Shui.
That can't be right.
I really like the Peng Shui
no,
that you got going
is.
On there.
The Peng Shui in the studio. Yeah.
Yeah, the Peng Shui looks really nice.
Oh yeah, someone yeah. Yeah, so Tansy, do you have any Tansy tales? I think people love a Tansy tale.
Tansy tale for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, like a Tansy tale, anything. You went to an orgy. That was a fun Tansy tale. You got wasted last night in front in front of. It's a new thing you're doing, which is like your wife can't drink.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
you decide to like go as hard as you can just on like a Monday.
Ross didn't do that when you were pregnant? Like just gets like unapologetically wasted.
Not
in front
any
of you?
Different than normal nights. Yeah. I don't so think. It was like,
maybe less it was even.
Probably less. But
it
yeah.
was funny because like way before I ever like started meeting you guys and knowing like being on actual podcast, and I was just a listener and a long time listener. My wife would always be like, whenever I got drunk, she said I would do like a Ross Patterson voice, and she used to hate it. And she'd be like, don't do that right now. Don't use your Ross Patterson voice. I don't care if you're wasted. And last night I was getting drunk and I knew I was going on Ross Patterson Revolution. So I was like really pouring it on thick to her. And I was like getting drunk and doing my Ross impersonations to her. Actually, mm-hmm. It's not really like I'm trying to impersonate him. It's just who I become when I get drunk.
Right. And it's more like a St. James, right? As opposed to Saint like Ross. Like yeah. Like, so it's like that.
She's like, are you going to have another glass of wine? I'm like, yeah, come over here and lick my butthole.
Oh, okay. So I see where she's coming from.
She's like, I'm not going to lick your butthole. We're watching a Disney movie with the children right now.
Right. So she's pregnant and you're wasted telling her to lick your butthole. And yeah, that's your Ross impersonation.
That's me being Saint James.
I'm a lucky gal. A lucky gal. Who's the lucky lady?
I want to know if Tansy trims down there.
Do you escape?
It's Thanksgiving, so as a nooner, we all know that this is the season where you shave your balls, right? Like, isn't that what Ross
said? Well, no, you asked her to lick your butt.
Asshole, ass eating.
Yeah.
So it is ass eating season, but.
Right, so you need the whole thing trimmed.
Yeah,
you can't
like
be like. Yeah. What?
Isn't his thing like you manscape twice a year, and this is the time of year? I remember that being
on an
episode.
Yeah, but don't go off of what he does.
Oh, shit. So no, I've already got it on my calendar. It's like right before Pinecone Day, I shave everything.
No, it's something you need to keep up with. It is hair that grows.
Especially if you're asking people to lick it quite literally.
Right. Like if you're asking your pregnant wife, by the way.
Dude, I don't think she's ever licked my asshole, though. Like, let's just to clear the air there. I don't know what I would do if she did it. I don't think I would say no, but it's not just something that she's ever done or been into. So,
well, she's saving it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't. Yeah, you can't go to a rimmer this early in the relationship.
Exactly. You need something to build up to, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I think that's why a lot of people get into like swinging threesomes because
that's what happens.
They did everything in the beginning.
Been saying it for years. Everybody past the age of like 45. Like I think what I say, 95% of people over 45 thinks, either swing or cheat.
Yeah, he thinks 95% of married couples over the age of 45 are getting it from someone else.
Yep,
I would say 50, but like yeah, like
it's
over the
than
age
you think.
Is what?
It's still higher than you think.
No, I'm saying the age of 50.
Yeah, okay,
100%.
Okay, like as long as we're both in the room.
Yeah, but like my theory on that is probably the same as yours, where it's just like you're like, what more do we do? What more do we do? And we're kind of like not, you know, that whole jealousy thing is kind of gone. And so there's not like that possessive part of it, the toxic part of it. So it's like, how do you keep it interesting?
So
I definitely do not want to do that at all, but I'm not there, right?
Yeah.
Like I don't know what I'm going to do.
I was driving home from Florida really late at night. I had a tasting and I had a couple tastings all around Florida, then had to drive back. So it was like late at night. I put my little Raycon earbuds in and, you know, we talked about another podcast that may or may never happen. We were talking about the name Spit or Swallow. So I was like trying to see what podcast was the title of Spit or Swallow, see if it was taken. Mm-hmm. Obviously it was. And it was taken by a doctor sex therapist. I forgot her name, but if you put it in on podcast, you can see her name. She's like the third or fourth one in.
And she named it Spit or Swallow?
And I don't know if it might have, like if you just type in Spit or Swallow, it comes up. I don't know what the name of the show is, but she's like the third or fourth one that comes up. And so I decided to, you know, of course, listen to it. It's a 10-hour drive for me. And she's got a lot of episodes out. And a lot of the episodes are, one I thought was, how about this? For spicing up a relationship, she was talking about like fantasies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to like six episodes and I talked to my wife in great detail about all six episodes over coffee yesterday. But one of the things let's say that your husband has a fantasy of cuckolding or something like that, where he wants you to get fucked by another chick. Instead of shaming him for that, And instead of, like, obviously you're not going to live that fantasy out, but an example she gave was micro cheating in front of him, which micro cheating is liking several posts on somebody's Facebook.
That's micro Instagram. Cheating?
Yeah, it's a form of micro cheating. Or like simply
texting.
Can I say
I love micro cheating? Like just the term micro cheating?
Wonderfully it's modern.
Micro cheating.
Bob, you're just pissed because you're guilty of it.
All the time.
All the time. We've all micro cheated. Are you kidding?
So toxic.
Or like emotionally cheating. That's been thrown around a lot.
That's thrown around a lot. But I think that, right, Tansy, like that is really a step farther, I think, than micro cheating, right?
Cheating.
Where you're like actually having, I've always said this too. I would rather like my partner have sex with someone than have a full on emotional connection with someone else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, no, I think that shit is so much worse because, not to generalize, whatever, for guys, I feel like sex is a little bit different, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where like
you
could possibly have sex with someone without, and be like, I'm good. Like that was.
What was your name?
Right. Like, I'm good. Right. I did it. I'm done. Instead of like, you know, when you're actually the build up to it, you haven't had sex yet. You have this emotional connection. Like that shit freaks me out.
That's human. Everything else is animalistic.
Exactly. Yeah. Where it's like, we're all just trying not to have sex with people all day. Right.
Yeah. So like my old time fantasy, and I told my wife, you know, because she's like, you know, what is your fantasy, honey? Like, what is it? Because my wife doesn't have one, which I still don't believe, but she swears that she doesn't have one. But anyway, mine is, and I've told her 1,000 times, I'll share it with the Nooners here. My fantasy is a much older woman. It's a quick hookup. She wakes up in the morning. She makes me chocolate chip pancakes. She leaves a note, a little cup of orange juice, and it says, hey, I had to go to work. Just let yourself out. Leave the key under the mat. And I've got breakfast. I've got orange juice. Mm-hmm. I don't even know her fucking name. She was like 65 years old.
Follow-up question. To that fantasy.
Okay.
When did your mom walk out on you?
Yeah.
My mom's the been here my whole life.
The making of the pancakes, right? Very motherly. Older woman. Now, the older woman is mostly probably same with Giorgio, where it's like, you just know what you want. You know what you're doing. Yeah. There's no, like, hesitation. There's no, like, I don't know. What do you want to do?
It's
I don't
a team know. Effort.
Yeah. No, yeah. it's like she's in control.
Yeah.
She's like, I need you to do this, this, and this. I'll do this, this, and this. We're going to, nobody's going to be like shy, timid, weird.
Nope.
Going
to
be totally
she doesn't even
into
text.
It.
She's too old to text. She doesn't even know what texting really is. You know what I mean? So like, you don't have to worry about all that crazy chaos.
And if she does like send you a nude, it'll be like, dear Tansy.
Yeah.
Here is my breasts.
Hello.
I hope your day is well.
Yes. Yes.
Love. Deirdre, I don't know.
Get okay. back well, no, to me it would when be, you have a quick Jane second. Seymour. Yeah. Oh yeah, Jane Seymour.
So
good call.
Old women do send nudes sometimes, and it is kind of cute in a way.
For sure.
Because like, just no experience with it. Like,
no experience, but also probably no insecurities, right?
Yeah, because these whores these days have been sending out fucking Snapchat nudes starting at like
exactly. So they're
with
talented.
Filters,
they fucking know.
They know the angle. Yeah. Whereas, I think an older person, lady, whatever, would be like, there it
kind
is.
Just sets kind of, it on her nightstand.
This is so new. It's so kinky.
Sure. It's like, very amateur. Yeah. So my like thing Britney. Is like amateur porn. So that's my whole thing, no matter what it is.
It's got to be amateur porn. I'm not watching any like produced, overly produced.
I don't
porn.
Like
I'm
that.
I'm on that train too.
Yep.
It's, like actual porn is just useless.
So back in the day, maybe you guys can attest to this, but like in the day when you're younger, you do like that produced, like fake tits, you know, whatever chick. And then as you get older, you're like, you realize that they're not really that into it. You know what I mean? Like it's super fake and you kind of want something more real.
No, you want that same girl just shot on an iPhone.
Exactly right. But you want them. I think we're more into now like people that are actually into it. And I don't think you want to see people faking it or like, you know, super fucked up and just needing the paycheck and like finding the camera. I hate when they find the camera and then start moaning.
I mean, that's the reason OnlyFans blew up.
Thank you. You're absolutely right.
And it's nice to see a couple run OnlyFans. Like usually they are of the couple variety.
Love that shit. Love that shit.
But
we were sitting at the distillery And there was a couple that's come into our distillery for a while, man. And they own a business nearby in the town. And you know, these are cool people, and they're a little bit older than us. And they, you know, they're all fun and flirty. They're a good time. And one night we're all hanging out at the bar, and the wife takes her phone and like flashes it in front of me, and I was like, oh shit, those were tits. Uh-huh. And my wife comes like walking over with a bag of ice to refill the thing up, and I was like,
okay, show so you're my having wife real quick. Your wife grab the ice while you're talking to the. No.
Yeah, she runs the bar. She's the bartender. So I'm just there. So you're there.
So you're kind of socializing, and she's literally working. Grabbing kegs and yeah. ice. Okay, yeah. go
well,
ahead.
It's good for the baby.
No,
it's good
no,
for
no.
The baby
and
for
I,
lifting heavy
I love it because, you know, I'm, so. You know, totally yeah. for all that shit. But go ahead.
Yeah, this morning she had like two cups of coffee, and she was like kicking the door to the bedroom. And I was like, why are you kicking our door? And she was like, because I have both of our coffees and I can't open it. And I was right. like, use your chin.
And you didn't get up. You just said, like, figure it out, right?
Yeah, figure it out.
Yeah.
I yelled for the kids.
Do better.
Get in here. Mm-hmm. Open the door for your mother. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I was like, show my wife. And so she shows my wife. And of course, my wife does the whole, oh, okay. Well, mm-hmm. those were boobs.
Sure.
And anyway, later that night, we get a little text message, and it was a screen name and a, you know, what looked like a password. And I just kind of text back, hey, what is that? And she was like, that's our OnlyFans. And then, like, the little winky emoji. So I went to my wife and I was like, yo, check this out. And she was like, what is that? And she said, it's an OnlyFans. She's like, you have OnlyFans? I was like, no, of course not. No, I don't have it, but I'm getting it right now. I'm like, it's downloading to my phone. We're going to watch this bad boy. And
right. So it's, they have a OnlyFans. Like we're saying the couple yeah, runs the OnlyFans, and they do.
I think they got mad at us because they haven't been back in a long time. And I think it's because, and then like they, cause they gave me the password, now it's changed, but they had like three free ones. And then I got like a notification about like subscribing. Mm-hmm. I just ignored it and I deleted the app. And I think maybe we made them mad because we didn't subscribe after.
You don't know. Yeah. No. You don't need friends like that though.
I don't need to see you fuck a lot. I just need to see it one time. You know what I mean?
For free.
We get the idea.
And they give that out to a lot of people, Tansy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. like a lot of people get that free few month membership. And then they're like, I hope you forget to leave your credit card in there.
Right.
And
they're just trying to get you in the door.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's like it's like your heroin dealer. He just kind of like, or like your weed dealer. He's like, hey, why don't you try this?
Yeah.
You know, I don't
yeah, but it has to be out. Good in why order you for you to this? Pay for it. Right. So if you went to the OnlyFans, you got something for free and it didn't compel you to stay.
Right.
Then maybe they're not.
The recent thing I've seen is watch me fuck a fan with some of these girls who have like big OnlyFans.
Mm. Gosh, they really have got it figured out.
Mm. You're so addicted. You just
good
don't leave
for
the
them.
Yeah, but the people got to be on par, right? Like it's distracting when the guy's just overly ugly.
No, because I feel like the uggos are like, that could be me.
Yeah, like I don't.
I need to send her more money to then prove that should be the uggo that she fucks that one time.
But then I just know she's not enjoying it.
It depends on what you're watching for. Mm-hmm. Why are you watching it? Mm-hmm. Are you watching it to be entertained, or is your dick in your hand? Because entertainment wise, I want to see. You know that the fat kid from Project X was in Bang Bus.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So good. I want to see that.
Right.
But just to watch. I don't want to jerk
right,
off.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Just to be like the Snoop Dogg porn
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, but yeah, if I'm going to jerk off, I need a good-looking guy.
Need a good-looking dick.
I'll be honest.
Yeah, like really? nobody's jerked off to the Paris Hilton film. But we've all watched it. But I don't think like anybody actually
it came out when I was 17.
I jerked to that.
Oh, okay.
No, right. No. The guy's got a lay pipe. He can't just be like,
yeah.
Like the Kim Kardashian video also terrible.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
BuyRaycon.com/software. I don't need the guy. Yeah, I don't need the guy to be like super hot. I mean, I have to be able to tell that she's like fucking into it, whatever it is, but he doesn't need to.
Which is
be.
Where I have like these girl fans who fuck James Dean now.
Yeah.
That's like pretty cool because they just come
is
like.
Is he problematic
ready.
Now?
He's very problematic, but.
Did he do a.
Sure.
What's it called? Who's the fat guy? Jeremy.
Ron
I don't know if he did that, but he was definitely like, you know, the August Ames thing. Uh-huh. Like, remember that
porn star,
where it was like she had many or there were many stories about him where he would like they would decide things ahead of time and he would just like fucking choke and like hurt and hit in ways that they were like, no, dude.
Yo, calm down.
Yeah. So I think he was in that,
yeah,
right?
I think so.
In
yeah,
that. Okay.
Yeah.
So not.
Is there things?
Yeah. What?
Is there a Thanksgiving porn like?
Oh, for sure.
Is there,
yeah, yeah.
Is there like
if
a
you
genre
can
for
think it? What do I say about porn? If you can think it in
it
your
exists.
Mind,
there's hundreds of
it
videos.
Exists. Yeah. No matter how fucking crazy it is, if you've thought it, if you can come up with that scenario,
right? James
someone
Dean
has
himself
it.
Has probably shoved some woman's face into a turkey while he
100%.
The first one that
dressed up as a turkey, female wife fisting him with the gloves on.
100%
the first one that comes
there.
Up.
What?
The first one that comes up on Pornhub is Step Sis.
Of
she
course.
Can totally show you how to stuff her turkey. She's like
exactly.
laying up on
so
the table.
Here's the other thing that people are doing is they're just changing the title.
Yeah, because we know they're just two actresses.
Exactly. So they'll say sisters, and you're like, before it said whatever, whatever. So they're changing titles for the season, right?
I
so it'll
that.
Be like, show you how to stuff the turkey. There's no turkey involved, but you're clicking because... The
oh, this is great. Like they're all dressed like Thanksgiving people. Like here's one where you've got the Indian, you've got the pilgrim, you've got a dude dressed as a turkey, and then you've got a female pilgrim. It's called Family Strokes, Horny Steps
so that's,
Each Other for Thanksgiving.
That's the Incest Network, it sounds like.
Why is it always incest? Like, I've never once clicked on a porn that says stepsis, stepdad.
You've clearly done it three times
Who's
during
doing
this podcast.
The Drinking yeah. Bros podcast right now.
But you well, also click on it if you know that, it's like, that's Riley Reid. She's not related to him.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if it's like famous people like that. She won like best anal like 3 years in
yeah.
a row. Like,
it's like, I know that's not your brother.
Yeah. Thank you.
Craiger says, don't kink Family Strokes. Sorry, bro.
Yeah. Oh, Craig also gave me $9.99. So not me, but us. So does me calling dibs on Jables is that considered micro cheating? I like that. I'm so into the micro cheating.
I was going to ask about that. So is micro cheating worse if you do it with like a celebrity or some guy who's just like overly model attractive, like Fabio type, or if it's just like someone you
so
could know?
So I guess
know.
According to
someone
the
you
doctor.
Could know.
Yeah, what's a celebrity?
According to the doctor, she says that micro cheating releases the same like adrenaline, endorphins. Of course, she's a lot smarter than me, but it like releases the same things that are exciting to you and that get your juices flowing. So anything that does that is micro cheating. But like some of the things that can happen because of micro cheating are like emotional ties and stuff like that. So she was saying is that like if you want to spice up your bedroom, like one of the things is to have your partner go on to like an Instagram account and like three photos in a row because that generates like, it's like you're showing that person that you're interested in them because you put three likes on them or something. I don't know. It's not something I completely understand, but that's what she was.
But here's the explaining. Other part of it. I mean, we're going to just talk about this, you know. The other part of it is like, what are you supposed to do really? Like this day and age, are you supposed to really, if you're married, not talk to, not look at, not get any, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that
the unhealthiest human being in the world is the one that's only jacking off to their wife.
Exactly. Because they're not. Okay. Yeah. Something else fucking weird is going on. So like, I think there's a difference between the micro cheating and then like fully having some kind of connection with someone. So like, look, we all got to get some kind of excitement. It is, right. I think that, you know, I am monogamous person. I am into that. But I also do think like it's fucking hard probably, right? Sometimes.
Yeah.
Or but to just like, be like going down that path and seeing 50 years, 60 years in front of you or whatever and be like, I'm never going to like another picture because that's micro cheating. That's weird.
Right. Right. I think like discipline is also fun. I think it's something that we lack. So I think like a lot of couples, they try all these new things. I think that's fine. It's healthy, but I think you got to have some discipline. You can't just go like fucking crazy and like, you know, become crazy swingers or something like that. And, you know, I kind of agreed with this little doctor lady of saying like, you know, instead of doing that, bring some excitement by just kind of like micro cheating, I guess, together or something like that. I just thought it was interesting kind of take on it because one, I've never heard of that, but I also understand like why it's like a healthy way to get that same excitement.
Thank you. But I think it's also healthy to like some pictures on Instagram.
And then every person has their hall pass, quote unquote. And that's never really a thing.
Oh, so who asked, like, is it better for a celebrity or someone you might know? So there's this, I think it's an anecdote. I don't know if it's in real life or whatever, but a couple was talking about a hall pass, right? Like, who would be your hall pass? And like, the wife says, you know, Brad Pitt. And then the husband says, your sister, right? So it's like that kind of thing. Whoa. Of like, it's so much worse if it's someone that we've actually
interacted with,
know, could happen, right?
Right, where because it's like if you're saying like Olivia Munn, that's not realistic.
That's not realistic, no, right? But if you're happen. Like no, but if you your happen, best friend from here, college or something,
here's
you're like,
the, here's,
yeah.
a, here's a question. What if you have that hall pass, but then you get kind of famous? And they come into your orbit.
Not sure.
I have some people in my orbit.
Right. Well, I think we're all talking about you. But yeah, so.
No comment.
Exactly. Like, I think that's just as bad.
It's got to expire. The point is that like you're a peasant and it's like, okay, you're a sad, pathetic person.
Sure.
Go. If this angel comes down and actually wants to fuck you.
Sure.
Fine.
It's never going to happen. Right. How would that ever occur? Right.
And
right?
if it does, go for it. Go but if you it. Somehow become yeah. like famous, like you have a podcast that takes off or
yeah.
some shit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then all of a sudden you're no longer a mud person.
And then it's a possibility.
Right.
That could happen.
Yeah,
that right.
That kind of defeats the purpose.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So in that sense, like celebrities can't have hall passes. With each other because no. there's a possibility they could work with each other, they could see each other at a fucking Vanity Fair, right?
But it's all the same though, right? Because like it's all about this like notion that we don't believe that we're only going to want to have sex with one other person for the rest of our lives.
Sure.
We kind of all come to that agreement in one way or another. Like, is it I'm just going to jerk off to other people? Am I just
yeah
gonna...
you just do what you have to do while still, you know, being with the person that you want to be with, that you love, that you've made a, you know what I mean? Like
right.
you do whatever within
Is
those
it so
parameters.
Wrong for me to want my girlfriend to have a girlfriend?
No, because you're in a weird ass fucking relationship yeah. and it's but nowhere
could,
near
Should you also
committal.
Judge the person you're with based on the person they picked for their hall pass? Like if it, say it's like a low level person, like a celebrity, but like not like a great celebrity.
Like mine's Jane
yeah,
Seymour.
Yeah, you should. Yours is Jane Seymour. I love 100%. That for you.
I told Miss Muhammad Ali when she was on our show. I said, I told her and she was like, "Oh my god, I live right next to Jane Seymour. Like I could totally have her call you and stuff." And my wife was like slapping her, like, "Oh
see?
My god, what are the odds?" Because I've been I'm Dr. Quinn. Like that's when I was really into her when I was younger.
Medicine
I
woman.
Loved watching Dr. Quinn. Yeah, same with Xena though, dude. Like I was all in on her.
Xena Warrior Princess.
But then, but she was in that Gladiator TV show Spartacus or whatever, and she gets nude like every scene in that series. So I've already kind of
the Xena lady.
Yeah, she okay. Dude, that Spartacus Blood and Sand might as well just be porn.
All right, so that's your hall pass, right?
Yep, Jane Seymour.
Jane
yep.
Seymour, you?
Natalie Portman.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a good one.
But like, that's an emotional connection too. But go ahead.
I don't know. Mine switches all the time. Like in terms of like who I'm crushing on. There's no like one.
So it kind of sometimes goes back to like crushes from back in the day too. Like this person that you do. You know what I mean? Like was there someone? I think Ross's is Jessica Biel. Not
yeah, yeah,
currently,
yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah.
like back in your formative like whatever years where you're just like, oh my gosh,
she was the pinnacle at that point.
Right.
She was like the girl.
Right.
She come off seventh heaven. Like
yeah. So you kind of are going with your younger self as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if I had to pick one right now, I might go like Selena Gomez, to be honest.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get that. I get that. She just seems like there's like a personality thing there too.
She seems cool, especially after watching Only Murders in the Building.
I know.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
I had a big crush on the Sarah Michelle Gellar from Cruel Intentions. Cruel Intentions.
Okay.
You can put it
I never understood that one.
You want. It's because of that line.
The other one I didn't understand, I saw the other day. You remember the girl that was Sabrina, the teenage witch girl?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was her?
Melissa Joan Hart?
Yes.
Yeah. Never got it. Not for one
really?
Second did I understand that one.
I actually find the new Sabrina very attractive.
I'm sure because we've gotten it right.
Yeah. I forget.
Here's my.
She was. I forget her name. She was the little kid in Mad Men. Not that version
of
yes. her, obviously.
Yeah. But, yes.
But the adult. I never watched Mad Men, so I didn't.
No,
I've never
know
really
exactly
kid,
who you're talking
yeah.
to.
I think Chloe Moritz is super attractive.
I was just going to say her,
and it
too.
It feels really
Chloe
weird
Grace, yeah.
because I've seen her like grow up as an actress.
Because Kick-ass. She was hot even when she was like way underage.
I didn't say that, but I appreciate you can say that for me.
But I was definitely, I think I saw her on 30, I'm rewatching 30 Rock because I have to save everything for when Ross comes home. So like, I literally cannot watch anything. So I was rewatching 30 Rock and she was on it very underage, but I was like, guys probably have a hard time with this because she's like very attractive.
Yeah. She was pretty, she doesn't have the problem that like, she never like Millie Bobby Browned it though.
No.
Where like, she's like 12, but is like way super
sexualizing herself. Yeah. And like,
where you're like, I got to scroll past this. This is fucked up. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel good looking at this. Like,
right. If you can do this stuff on your own, then fine.
I'm seeing a lot of Blake Lively in the chat. And that's,
oh, okay, guys. What are you saying?
That is mine, but it's specifically from the town. She has to be protected. She has to have a kid.
Ooh. Yeah. I fucking love
because you know that dirty sex in a trailer would be
she just
so
has
good.
To be really trashy. Yes. Blake Lively.
Love the town. Let's see who else. Girl Next Door.
What do you Amanda Bynes and Kaylee Cuoco. Those are like two of my all time favorites as well.
I'll take one of those.
Either the chicks from the OC.
Either of the Yeah. Bilson. The
Rachel. I'm in love with Rachel Bilson.
Dude, I got that shit for real back in the day. I was like, I bet people just love her.
Yeah.
Amy Adams in The Fighter. Speaking of like Dan's dirty girlness.
I was just thinking of that.
Yeah.
I don't like Amy Adams.
She's a bartender
any way,
and she's going to save you. Like you're some torn, like toxic
Jennifer
guy.
Love Hewitt. Mm. That's Craig's. We know Jared's is Hillary Duff.
Ooh, I was a big Hillary Duff fan. She was my screensaver for a while.
She's come full circle. Super hot now.
Yeah.
Again.
She is.
Colin Farrell or Olivia Wilde.
Isn't she kind of normal too? Isn't Hillary Duff like kind of like a normal celebrity? Like she didn't go like batshit crazy.
No. And by the way, if yours is Hillary Duff, wait, whose is Hillary Duff?
Jared.
It's not mine.
JT.
Her sister lives here.
Really?
Haley lives in Dripping.
And JT is in, he's probably a big enough person, personality.
Yeah. He literally was texting with Taylor Swift. Like he's somehow fine. He's like, that's his superpower. Like when people are like, Jared, now. Huh? And you're like, yep. He has this superpower where he can connect with people and I don't know what it is, but no matter who it is, he will be able to connect with them, have a conversation, meet up. So yeah, the thing with Jared is like, if he wanted to hang out with Hillary Duff, he probably could.
Here's a creepy one for you. Do you remember Icebox from Little Giants?
No.
Yeah.
She did a nude film. I haven't seen it yet, but like a lot of people were like talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't bring myself to go watch it because she was the Icebox in Little Giants. And like, I feel like if you watch her nude
you're
now,
you're not going to be able to. Yeah, for sure. Margot Robbie. That's a good one. Sometimes I look at her and I'm like,
a weird one I have.
Please.
Aubrey Plaza.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah.
And now you're talking about like a one night of sex or you think it would be fun to hang out with her?
Both.
Like you think, really?
Yeah.
Interessant. Mm-hmm.
Do you think Nicole Kidman would be a good lay, or do you think she would be like? Do you think that's just an act?
She's too old. Like, everything. So with Nicole Kidman, the face has been made to look a certain age, but I don't.
Right.
Oh no, I've seen her naked, huh?
That new show, that new series she's in,
Big Little Lies,
really good.
Yeah, she got in the shower.
That body at that age, good lord.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm all in on that. All
right,
I
got
you. She's like, and what is she like in real life though? You think she's like a dead fish, or do you think she'd be like really lively?
100%. I think she's a dead fish.
Saoirse Ronan for me.
I kind of get that.
Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah, the redhead,
Lady Bird. She's not.
Yeah,
She's
not a redhead.
No, but in that movie she was. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
the one who like yeah. grew up where it's like, I know you're of age now, but you had this like cute, like angsty
sure.
girl yeah. about you that I find attractive.
Sure.
But then Giorgio is just full mast watching Atonement.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah. What is the line though? Like how big does their IMDb page have to be?
Yeah, no. Oh, I mean, yeah. It's a hall. Like I said, hall pass is hall pass. It's just how you want your significant other to perceive that.
Yeah, could it be like
that?
A Instagram model like Sydney Prado or something? Like,
right.
Like, oh, she's got a million followers. Like, is that a celebrity? Not really.
That could be a hall pass. But again, you could possibly run into her.
Yeah.
Right? Because yeah. you're like in that. So the thing is, like, you can't, there has to be like no fucking way.
Like, you can't
Mine's
pick the
Benicio
weather girl.
Del Toro, right? So right. there's no Ooh. Fucking way that would.
You could fuck Benicio Del Toro within the week if you knew where he was.
No way. You can do it. He's a weirdo.
He would put a bib on and say, Jabes, come take a seat.
Rimmers. He would give me rimmers all night.
Oh, my God. It's almost cheating for any like remotely attractive woman to have a hall pass.
Because
that's a man.
It's very doable.
It's extremely.
But how do you, but I'm saying like, don't you feel like when you're in those situations, there's so many girls? Like, I've been in proximity of Del Toro at a dinner, but like the girl he was with and like there was just no.
So let me tell you a story.
Please.
It's a Kanye story.
Okay.
From very recently that happened here in Austin.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's currently recording or was very recently recording his new album at the Soho House on Congress.
Sure.
That's, I'm triggered. I'm triggered, but go ahead.
Yeah. And one of our friends, me and Courtney's friends, she was the maid of honor of the wedding and threw our baby shower and shit. She works in marketing or advertising or some bullshit.
Get to the fucking point.
They were having a meeting at the Soho House.
No, we got time. Go ahead. Okay.
Yeah, the podcast. This is long form.
Yeah.
Anyway, her friend, one of the other girls she works with, got in the elevator. Kanye gets in. She's like, oh, fuck. This is crazy. And he basically just talks to her and he's like, within 30 seconds of talking to her, he's like, you know, come up and see my room. And she's like, no, I got this meeting to go to in 30 minutes. And he's like, I only need 12 minutes with you.
She said no.
Yeah. She said no. This happened within the last month.
Okay.
Really?
Well, he's down bad. But
yeah, Pete Davidson is cucking him.
I saw Ruben Snyder.
Yeah.
Ruben Snyder said Eva Mendes.
Ooh, that's
a
good one.
But I would prefer Ryan Gosling to be in the corner to watch.
100%. Kathy Ireland, Jared.
Ooh, Kathy Ireland.
Stinnett. Old school one. Kathy Ireland. Now, good one. I like that.
I go Keira Knightley. I forgot about that one. Keira Knightley is a big one.
It's the same as Natalie Portman. You can have one or the other.
One of the Queen Amidala's.
Okay.
I do like Keira Knightley in Pirates, though. At least once more.
Oh, yeah. So you don't mind a bony situation?
Because I could put her places. Just move around
Bob
and set.
Bob said yes. I don't mind a bony situation.
That doesn't surprise me.
Right? You don't mind if there's no meat on the bones?
I'm a white man.
Oh, we didn't know, Bob. Thanks for telling us.
He wouldn't know what to do with Rihanna.
Oh God!
But you,
she not, would get
first
cr-
off.
He
Rihanna
would get crushed.
Is expert level. None of us are doing anything well to Rihanna.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Fucking Leo couldn't even do it.
Yeah,
Leo
is a starfish.
He is by far the worst at sex.
We all know it's widely known that Leo is a hot guy starfish and horrible at anything sexual. Because he's never needed to be.
I love that for him.
Oh, actually.
Oh, and he's never needed to change, and nobody's given him shit for it.
Earlier today, they were talking about, I think it was Michael Irving was on just a show. He was talking about the people who lay it down. Apparently, Elba.
Idris?
Idris Elba. Apparently, he
really
lays that pipe. He's the dude.
Oh, that's one of my wife's celebrity crushes, too.
He's hot.
I mean, Tansy, it's a baby arm.
Chris Beerworth, his hall pass is Casey Anthony, and I love that for him.
She's right behind me.
Oh, that's right. There you go. There you go.
Got a picture of her right here.
So we'll do some sponsors really quick, and then we'll get into a little bit of Thanksgiving, and then a crime corner that you guys can decide what.
We also have some breaking Brian Laundry news.
Ooh, stay tuned after the sponsors. Teaser. There's only a couple, but that was a good tease, Bob. That's what we call in the biz, a teaser. First up, Tansy, you know this one. You guys have them. Ghostbed.com. Every show on the network does. Ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Looks like they have a Thanksgiving situation here. So you can still use the code drinking bros and get 30% off site-wide. And if you don't know what Ghostbed is, the premier bed in a box. I don't know how else you're getting your beds, but everyone's getting their bed delivered in a box. And if you know if you're in the know, if you're a drinking bro, you know that the best bed is a ghost bed. They have all of them have cooling technology. They have a bunch of different beds to choose from, pillows, sheets, adjustable bases. So let's see, right now, Ghostbed is offering a flash sale of 40% off Ghostbed bundles where you get a mattress and adjustable base, which you need both of those together at least in one room. I'm suggesting the master, but whatever you do is up to you. And use code Drinking Bros at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros for that flash sale of 40% off. You're getting basically one of those things for free, or 30% off everything if you use code Drinking Bros at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. And you can get a mattress if you use the zero down or the zero financing, the zero down, zero interest financing. You can have all of that for like $35 a month with no interest. You're just breaking up the payments because, you know, Christmas is coming. Times are tough. Let's not get into something too crazy. You have a ghost bed, right, Tansy?
Yeah, of course. And then I make sure you put in your clause, in your hall pass clause, that it has to be done on a ghost
bed. Because then it like ups the stakes too. Because then it like makes it even more out of reach.
And then tag us in it whenever whenever you get obviously. Your hall pass.
They have an extra thing going on this week too.
Oh, they do?
Ghost bed does.
Okay.
Yeah, weighted blanket now through Cyber Monday. Ghostbed's offering a free weighted blanket with any purchase of $1,000 or more. This thing costs like $300, but it's like $289 and you get it for free.
If you haven't used a weighted blanket, it really helps you put you to sleep. Like you feel like you want someone holding
okay,
you.
Oh, okay, I see that. Yeah.
Yeah, holding you at night, comforting you. If you're ready, oh my gosh, if you're restless.
Everyone should have one of these.
Need a weighted blanket.
Yes. So now Cyber Monday, Ghostbed is offering free weighted blanket with any purchase of $1,000 or more, which you're going to get to that, right? If you get like bed, adjustable base, mm-hmm. pillows, you're probably right there.
Essentially, if you're buying a whole package,
yeah.
You're going to get a free weighted blanket.
Wow. I was going to yell at Andrew, but what I am going to yell at him for is the Cardomax. Andrew. All right, Andrew. You fucked up, bro. Anyway, so what is the what is the breaking news?
With Brian Laundrie?
Yeah.
It's official. He died of a gunshot wound to the head.
Suicide.
Yeah.
So he had a gun?
Yep.
He had a gun. Oh, maybe he had a gun the second time around. Because, you know, when they found Petito, it was like, is it going to be a gunshot?
Right.
Or strangulation? So he clearly didn't have a gun on that trip, or he probably would have used it, right?
You would think
maybe
so.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I think strangling someone to death would be deeply unpleasant.
Deeply unpleasant, but it also is indicative of, like, passion killing.
Yeah,
right?
Crime of passion. Strangulation's always
because shooting is just, right? Shooting is like, we don't know what happened. It's very removed. But if you're like so pissed off at someone, fighting with someone, and you kill them that way, you're fucked up. Yeah. But also the situation was that. So him shooting himself, huh? I thought he was such a little ding-dong loser that he would just be, the elements would get him.
Yeah.
That he would try and stay out there.
You think his parents knew that he was going off in the woods to smoke himself?
I think so.
Again, like, I need to know. The next part of this that I need to know about is the fucking parents.
Yeah,
right?
How about this? Wow, was there like, because it was like,
how about this
you?
Is a plot change? You know, we're all pissed off at the parents and we're all like, fuck them. They knew, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. What if he goes home, tells Pops, hey, I just strangled a bitch, left her. And he's like, sure. You know what? I'm going to either call the cops right now or plan B. Here is my gun. Mm-hmm. You got 2 days, and then I'm calling the police. And he sends him out in the woods with a gun.
I mean, that wouldn't, that's not out of the realm. I just want to know.
And now the parents are heroes. Now the parents are heroes, and we all hated them.
Doubtful of the hero status.
I don't know giving a gun to commit suicide is hero status.
Yeah, we're playing real fast and loose with the term hero, huh?
What was the Last Samurai? You know where they...
Seppuku? Seppuku?
Yeah. They do a Z in their stomach because they've dishonored the family.
Harry-Kerry?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And really, was it that, did it take that long?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, so his body was really fucked up apparently. right? Like,
did animals and stuff?
I think
maybe,
so. When you're offing yourself in the middle of like not the Everglades, but in the middle of the Florida wilderness.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean,
some shit's gonna happen to your body.
100%.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And I think the family was really not wanting it to come out, so they were fighting it the whole time. And I think it got to a point where they just can't. I mean, they're now gonna. It's now public record, right? So I think that was happening, because they probably could have said, you know, they probably could have had a cause of death fairly quick, but the family did not want that out.
Yeah, I mean, even if a body's like super decomposed, you can still tell what their bone structure. Like, if there's a gunshot wound in a skull, you could put the whole fucking head back together and know that there was a bullet hole in it.
I wonder. I wonder if just some things were just eating at the hole. Do you know what I mean?
No, yeah, they're not eating the skull. Like, true. They're leaving the bone.
Yeah,
but like, I don't know, man. I mean, I actually gave a guy a ride. He was super drunk, and I gave him a ride, and I dropped him off at some gas pumps that were owned by the city. And I told him to stay put because he was super hammered drunk. And I said, look, dude, if I take you to Glenwood in Raleigh, you're going to get arrested for being drunk in public. And if you go to that park right there, you're going to get arrested for trespassing because it's closed after dark. But if you stay right here at the gas pumps, and if anybody comes and gives you a problem, tell them Tansy said I could sit here and sober up. You've got your phone. He was really pissed off at his girlfriend. So there was all these issues going on, and I wasn't about to get in an argument with a drunk dude about where he should go for the night. So, you know, I left a note in his cell phone. I put it on the notes of his exact address. I said, whenever you're ready to call, just hit your notes and you're at 110 South McDowell. Oh, I'd be fine. Well, that was like
sounds
on a late
like a
Friday
lot
night
for someone that's like out of it.
So you've got to do this. You got to do this because you got to cover all your bases with these drunk people, because if something happens, you got to be able to like not get sued from it.
Sure,
so,
sure.
And if you take them to a drunk tank, the drunk tank is probably, if they're already that drunk, they're not going to take them because they're going to be like, oh, this is a medical issue. You need to take them to the hospital.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
You know, 6 hours, you're fucking stuck at a hospital. So you're trying to do all these things to get out of it. And so I take them over there. And a detective pulls up to pump gas in his old detective car. And I was like, dude, check this out. This guy right here was walking through Corey Street. And he's wearing like khaki shorts and the Sperry's and the salmon colored shirt. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
You know,
it's a vibe.
You're talking about my closet.
Yeah. Right. You're talking about Bob's.
It would be like you, Bob, like back in the old Wilmington studio, just like walking by the Dollar General. That was
yeah,
like
so that's the only difference is like more of a beach vibe, but like you by the beach. Yeah.
Right. So he definitely shouldn't have been there, and he was definitely going to get robbed. And the detective was like, wow, has he got his wallet? And I was like, yeah, actually he does. He hasn't. Because the call had come in, a suspicious white guy on Cordy Street, which is like all gangs. So I thought it was the funniest call ever. That's why I took it, because I was like, damn, you don't hear that. Suspicious white dude.
Okay.
That was interesting. So we get there. Anyway, I take him. I leave him. And this is a Friday night. Well, on Monday, now I'm off Monday, Tuesday. And I had taken Wednesday, Thursday off because I was going to Orlando. So I call on Monday. I get a call and it says, hey, dude, did you run into a guy on Corey Street on Friday night? And I said, yeah, I did. They're like, hey, if we send you a picture of this cat, could you say if this was the guy that you ran into or not? And I was like, sure. So they email me a picture and I'm like, oh shit, he's wearing the same fucking shirt. Yeah, that's totally the dude.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, man, well, he didn't come home on Monday night. Can you tell us like where did you last see him? What did you do with him? I told him the whole story. I said, yeah, I dropped him off at the gas pumps. They're like, why would you drop him at the gas pumps? I was like, because it's legit like the safest place for him to be without going to jail.
Yeah, there's like no, I have to say nothing. First impression upon hearing that, I was like, you're going to get in trouble for that, bro.
Well, I needed gas anyway. So,
no, I mean, no like you were in your patrol, like you were a police officer at this point.
Yeah.
So like when I'm first hearing that story, I'm like, that's why cops don't do that. Cause
right,
like
right.
He's going to do something now. Okay. So they're calling you.
So
they're
yeah,
saying
so,
what the fuck, bro.
Yeah. So I say, look, I dropped him off at the gas pumps and, I put in his cell phone, like with the address he was at, so he could call somebody to come get him, pick him up. But, you know, I didn't want him walking around on Glenwood because he's going to get in trouble there. And I didn't want to be in the park. He'll get in trouble there. Mm-hmm. And I think he was too drunk for the drunk tank to fucking want to do anything about it. And so then that Wednesday, I'm out of town and I get a call back and they're like, yo, we found him. And I was like, oh, great. Cool. Where was he at? And they're like, you need to come down to the station. I was like, dude, I'm out of town. And they're like, you need to get to a computer right now and write out an entire report and then send it to your sergeant. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, come on, man, just tell me what happened. Like, and they're like, just write your report and then we'll call you. So I write my big long report. I send it in. I'm stressing out. I get a call back. Well, the dude had tried to walk up on the highway on 40 and got smoked, and his body went up over the guardrail and he was just dead on the other side of the guardrail, and a cleanup crew found his body. But all the detectives like came to talk to me, and they're like, so did you drop him off? Do you have any witnesses? And I'm like, yeah, there was a detective. Then we had to go find that detective. But yeah, everybody called me the Grim Reaper for that one. And then they wanted me to talk to the parents. And I said, I'm not going to talk to the parents. And they were like, well, you were the last person to see him alive. And they want to hear from you. I'm like, because the only thing I can say is that he was super fucking drunk, bitching about his girlfriend. And the guy's already got a pending DUI. So obviously he has a problem with alcohol. Right. I mean, he got too drunk. He fucked around and now he's
so dead. Is that so. Kind of like where you're, you know, unconventional, different kind of cop, fun, you know, of fun the flirty. People guy? Is that kind of like when it's like, hey, man.
It always bites you. But that guy was so decomposed. I got to see pictures of his body. And it was crazy because it was really hot and the birds had eaten out his eyeballs.
Sure.
And, but there was no bullet holes or anything on him. And the only thing that they could tell the reason why he might've gotten hit by a car, because his shoulder was dislocated. So that's a weird one to try to figure out how he died.
That, that happened to a fraternity brother of mine, actually.
That exact thing?
Except he lived, but he was walking shit-faced, blackout drunk and got just obliterated by, 18 wheeler on the side of I-70.
Yes.
They said if it hadn't, rained, he would have died, but the ground was softer and he like skidded more instead of like fully. Yeah.
Wow.
Trying to get to White Castle.
Like, I love that you did that though, but at the same time, I get why you're not allowed to, right?
Yeah, you gotta, you know, and that was the big thing. And now
because
they've made it a policy.
Super drunk, like, if we can picture any of ourselves when we're like blackout, trying to find
really
the
blackout.
Notes. Okay.
He was just drunk. Like, he was upset. Like, girlfriend pissed him off. Fuck you. I'm walking back all the way back to Apex. Like, bitch, that's like.
No, and I love that about you. And that's probably why you're not a police officer anymore. Right.
Probably.
Right, though.
Like, what,
because
what,
you're
what
like the way that
do?
You wanted to do it just doesn't work. Right.
Sometimes.
Kind of.
Sometimes. A lot of times it works. I mean, I did a lot of like.
No. Weird, but like, yeah. Know, but then you
hiding people's keys
stuff like
and
that happens, and you're like, "Well, fuck, what?"
So yeah, if it's you're
like,
super blackout drunk in that person, and you're just walking down the street, like, what is the cop supposed to just like pick you up and notice that you're drunk and take you to jail?
Yeah. So so he made contact with the guy,
right?
Talked to him, and you took him somewhere, right? So he was in your car.
Yeah. So he was really drunk at this drug dealer's apartment, and this drug dealer's actually right now serving a life sentence for a stabbing, but it was like his like. Third felony, third strike and you're out type deal. But anyway, he was sitting on that dude's step, and that guy is the one that called 911, and that's why I took that call. Because I was like, a suspicious white dude, and this guy's a drug dealer, but he doesn't sell drugs to like white people. Like, he is a full-on black gang member that only deals with gang and probably hates white people more than anything in the world. So when he called and said there's a suspicious white dude sitting on the steps of their apartment, which is a very small apartment, it was probably like 8 apartments in that building. I was like, dude, I gotta go fucking see this. It's probably like some crackhead, like, give me my drugs, bitch.
Oh yeah. So that's why he first went to that street, because it was
right. So I went there and the guy was sitting on the steps, this kid, and he's wearing like that salmon colored polo.
Bob.
Yeah. Yep, Bob. And I'm here. Like,
Bob was sitting on the steps in like this horrible neighborhood, like being like, okay, bro, come with me. Then he was with him, Giorgio, and then he was like, okay, I don't want to take you to the drunk tank because they're not going to take you there. They're going to take you to the hospital. I don't want to, do you know what I mean? He's like trying to be, he's trying to do what all cops kind of, what we want cops to do, which is just like assess the situation and be like, all right, I'm going to try and do something kind of cool for you. Right. So took him to a gas station. And again, just first impression, I was like, oh, dang, you're going to get in trouble for this. But anyway, took him to a gas station, sat him on the side, told him, like, gave him his address in his phone and was like, when you're ready, when you're calmed down, call to get a ride.
I feel like the girlfriend should have some sort of.
Yeah. Well, when I approached him and I was like, hey, man, what's going on? What are you doing in front of this apartment tonight, bro? And he was like, am I being detained? I was like. No. Do you still have your wallet on you?
Sometimes can't even imagine you as a cop, you guys. right? Like when you hear him talk, sometimes you're like, you are not, again, you are what I wanted police officers to be with. And like a lot of them are. But like when I talk to you now, it's hard to picture you as like a hard, you know what I mean?
I was never really hard. Like I think the only time I would get like real hard, I mean, obviously when you're with like child abusers.
An older woman, yeah.
Or something like that, you get upset. But like this one guy, Darius, he was sitting on a curb one time. This is a terrible dude. And he's in prison now for a long time. But he got away with like one like terrible rape. They read his rape report for the academy to show you like how bad these human beings can be. Oh, and he got off from an uncooperating witness. But it's like the worst, like the victim's statement was like by far the worst statement I've ever heard in my life. She was like 13. Okay. And there's no way she was lying in that statement. So anyway, he gets off. He gets off with another shooting from uncooperating witnesses. Well, some detectives see him do some kind of transaction and they need a patrol car to take him down that has a patrol officer in it. So it's not just detectives in plain clothes approaching this guy. And so I'm there and they're like, Tansy, can you light him up? And here's what we have on him. And obviously we know the guy and we know how violent and crazy he is. So I pull him over and I get him to sit on the curb and the detectives are kind of doing their thing. And he's staring at me and he's like, and they all call me Tanny because they can't say Tansy. So he's like, yo, Tanny, why are you always harassing me, dog? And I was like, oh, Mr. Welcher, I'm not harassing you, man. It's just like, you're always around and you're kind of always just kind of like soliciting me to come over by like committing these crazy crimes, man.
Bad stuff, bro. Stop doing it.
You gotta chill. You gotta lay low for a little bit. But I was being like super nice to him and everything. And he's like, nah, dog, it's always you, man. There's more cops in the city. I think it's you. And I was like, oh, dude, listen, like I could care less about you or any of these people on the street, to be honest with you. Like I just show up, do what I'm told and I leave. Like I literally, there's nothing personal that I have against you. Like I don't wake up and be like, you know what? I'm gonna take down Mr. Darius today. I'm gonna take him down.
Sure.
It's not like that. And he goes, man, what if I go to your house and I harass your wife and your kids? And dude, like a trigger in my brain just flipped. I just looked at him. I was like, dude, if you ever go to my house, I will end your entire fucking bloodline. I was like, I will hunt down every Welcher. I don't care if they're white or black. I will hunt down every single one of them in England where your name was birthed. I will hunt all of them down. Your whole bloodline will be finished. And he was so upset that the detectives took him in. It was like 3 a.m. We arrested him at like midnight. And at like 3 a.m, he was still screaming and yelling, throwing the chair in the detective room. They came out and they're like, yo, what did you say to that guy? Because we can't get a single answer at him. All he wants to do is just murder you. He's so pissed.
Oh, my gosh.
That was the one time I got hard. And the dude, he hated me. Like,
people in prison. We're saying a lot of like, get hard and get off.
Get Roman hard. But yeah, I think if that guy gets out of prison, I think he will hunt me down for just saying I would end his bloodline.
I think nice cops are worse. So a few of my personal times getting arrested, the cops were really nice and super chill, and I was very cooperative with them. But like, it almost kind of became like, we're friends, and then it's like, oh, wait, yep, you're still doing this?
Oh,
like,
100%, I've had that too.
Taking me to, like, huh?
I've had that too.
And yeah.
And they're like talking to you on the way, and they're like trying to be super cool, and I'm just like, no.
No. Like, no. No, yeah. Yeah.
Like, unless you're letting me out right now, like, stop trying to be my friend, because you're not my friend.
Yeah, but, I like it when they're sitting in the back seat and they're like yelling at you from the back seat. And like, I like that better because I hate the awkward silence. And I always play symphony orchestra music on the way to prison. That way I can't piss anybody off. So I put it on like the operas and stuff on those weird channels.
Sure, calming. Yeah.
But yeah, nice calming, like super funny music. And man, some people get really mad at that. They're like, turn this shit off. Hey,
what is this?
But I like it when they're sitting in the back seat and they're like, man, fuck you, you know. And then when you get to court, you can pull that tape and be like, I just, you know, they say, well, was he polite and cooperative? And I'll be like, well, I have a tape of him in the back seat. And you want to just play that for the jury real quick?
Right.
And the same cool cops, civil forfeiture, like $10,000 of my money.
Right.
There's no such thing as a cool cop in Colombia. No. Were you even in Colombia?
I was to Colombia that entire time. Okay. All the drug court, all of the 5 years.
Awful. I got in trouble in Colombia one time. And the prosecutors are fucking dicks there too. Mm-hmm. They're fucking terrible. It's, you know how, Tansy, you know how there's like speed traps, right? Oh, yeah. Where they fund their shit, just they basically rob from the community to fund their shit. Columbia was that, but with, because it was a college town, they did that with MIPs and drugs and stuff like that. But they would set up like sobriety checkpoints for kids walking back to fraternity houses from the bars.
And Chinatown is adjacent to campus. Like, literally, there is no distinction. It is just you walk down one sidewalk or...
Yeah. They're awful. They were the worst fucking... They suck.
They were on John Oliver one time, and they described the civil forfeitures that they received as pennies from heaven. Oh. Yeah, it's like, we don't really incorporate that in our budget, but, you know, we just kind of think it like pennies from heaven.
Oh, God. Well, yeah. Well, I think Ventura County was, like, the biggest DUI. Like, they were redoing everything with the DUI money. Because before Uber, you couldn't get around anywhere, and there's no public transportation or cabs or anything. And it was like rookie training ground. So it was just like this thing. And we would still go out and we would still drink and try and get home, like whatever. But there is stuff like that. We used to try to, because
you have like DUI squads and like on the police department, you have guys that just really, really like DUIs. You have guys that really like domestics, and you always got these things. But like if there was a DUI checkpoint, one of the things that I would do and my partners would do as well with me is we'd go to like the bar that was closest to it and just patrol the bar, just go in circles. No, listen, so that people would be like, oh shit, there's a lot of cops out here.
Oh, nice.
Because there's a speed trap down the road. So we were kind of fucking over the DUI checkpoint, because we're like, well, if you see this many cops like circling the lot and like going back and forth and you still choose to drive, like that's on you. Like I'm trying to give you a warning without being like, yo, if you leave, there's a fucking DUI
that's
trap, like
really
right down the
good idea.
It's funny because like some people like flick you off too. They're like, fuck you. What are you trying to do? Like just around. I'm like,
to
no,
help
literally
your
I'm literally just driving around so that you'll be like, man, there's a lot of cops tonight. Maybe I'll call a cab this time.
But, like, I just don't. I mean, I never encountered someone like you, I don't think.
Well,
in my
whole squad.
In my criminal days.
I learned it from my squad. It wasn't something that was like tansy. I mean, this was something that was taught to me. Like I came on the squad and this was the culture of the squad. It's like, hey, this is what we do. If we pull somebody over and they're not like a bad human being, but they're a little bit drunk, we throw their keys. If they're an asshole, you throw their keys out in the woods and then they don't have any keys. If they're not that big of an asshole, you just kind of hide their keys under their seat. So it's still,
and then
like,
they get out and walk on the freeway and get smoked.
Right. And you get killed. Yeah.
Cool.
So we can't have nice things. Yeah. Great job, Tansy.
Great job. But we can't have good, nice, fun and flirty cops.
Nah.
So what are you doing? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
We got my bars open Wednesday night, Instill Distilling Company. So we're having a big Friendsgiving at Instill. So that'll be a lot of fun. We're serving hot buttered rum, cider, eggnog, and those are all my favorite drinks. So like everybody does mimosas on Thanksgiving in the morning, but I feel like everybody does mimosas all year round, mm-hmm. right? For like special. So I like to, on Thanksgiving morning, I like to serve hot buttered rum. It's really easy. It's fun. It's different. It makes everybody excited. So we do a big thing Wednesday night, and then Thursday I'll drive to Charlotte and be with the family.
I love that for you. Let me do this crime corner. Crime corner. I think you did this on your show. Detective Shane Goodman sent me this. He's usually quite good, but we'll see. We're gonna break this down and see. It just seems too good to be true, is what it is. Usually, when they're too good to be true, they aren't. But anyway, 480-pound woman charged with involuntary manslaughter after husband died while performing oral sex. Now, I don't know, but again, you know, the writing of it is suspect. So, like, listen to this. An Ohio woman has been sentenced to involuntary manslaughter after her spouse was found dead minutes after he had performed oral sex onto her. You know what I mean? Like the writing kind of, that's not a real article, right?
No.
Because we don't perform oral sex onto her anyway. And we don't kink shame. We don't body shame. But this has happened. So Annabelle Gaston, 28, was arrested last year after calling 911 with her husband. When her husband, Iron, do you have pictures of this? So just put
They're
in 480.
Couple.
Beautiful. Was arrested last year after calling, had a cardiac arrest while apparently being suffocated to death. Now, listen, right? It's more in this article. It's so much more than that. It's more than just like, what are you thinking? You're thinking she's face sitting, right? She's on his face. She's a larger gal, and suffocated him.
Which he looks like the type. to die from this.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Is like, even if we found Snopes and this maybe isn't real or whatever, it has happened. It has happened, 100%. Yeah, yeah. But
this dude's gay.
What? What? Why?
Never mind.
Look, it's a thing. We don't kink shame. You know what I mean? Like, if that's your thing, okay. So we were having sex, and he started eating my pussy. That's a word I can't say. Everyone knows I can't say it very well. I was just sitting on his face for like 25 minutes when his legs turned a greenish blue color, she told the operator. Okay, so according to Gaston's lawyer, the husband liked to insert his entire head into the vagina. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Guys, happy Thanksgiving. Okay.
Yep.
This one's for for all of you. So again, this is where I start to be like, really, like that would be, you know, super crazy and fun. I get that. That the client so her husband had put his entire head into her vagina. Now, into the butthole, maybe. Vagina is a set size. There's only like a certain amount it can go past the pelvis, right? So is his head small enough to go? I watch porn. I've never seen a head inside a vagina. Have you guys?
Oh, yeah, of course. I have. Yeah.
A head?
Yes, there's a guy. Yeah, you can just type in like bald white guy sticks his head into vagina. Just Google that. You'll see it.
So then this is a thing. Mm-hmm. So to prove this, the prosecutor, the Franklin County District Court sentenced Annabelle to 10 years and 6 months after he judged her sexual practices extremely dangerous behavior and completely reckless.
Right.
Do we think that that's fair?
No, that would be a terrible charge. And so the funny thing is before we almost figured out that this may or may not be fake and Snopes has deemed it unfake, but the article, we talked about it on.
Can the camera be on you guys and what are you looking at? So go ahead and we look can't at that. Show it.
Right. Go look at camera 8 there, Jesse.
Play the video because I'd like to see this in real time.
Sorry, Tansy. I'm sorry for
this is great.
Interrupting you, but like the guys behind the booth boys are kind
that's
of ahead. Gasping.
That's
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It went. It's working.
It's working? Oh, okay. Oh!
Well, there's always an ad.
There's always an ad. Always animation,
too. No, I'm not watching your animation porn. Okay.
She looks like the type.
Yeah, maybe you're...
No.
No. No. No. No. No.
Oh, that's his whole head.
There it is.
Okay, sorry, Tansy. Sorry, Tansy. It's probably the one you were talking about.
Bald guy fits his head in a cunt.
So it's the one you were talking about.
That's the title.
The entire, and by the way, his head is not small. It's not like a little pinhead.
No.
He has a larger head.
I'm really bothered by that labia, too.
Very bothered by the whole thing. What? Yeah.
Very puffy.
Very puffy. Yeah. And then also, like, how are you getting past the ball? If anyone wants to follow along at home, it's bald. Man.
Fits head in cunt.
Fits head in cunt.
In
happy
cunt.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, so guys, do us a favor. Check it out. Whew.
Yeah, so we covered the story.
Wow. Yeah.
We covered it on Fair to Stop. I believe the story. And of course, I went and watched. I wanted to see, like, can a head really, truly fit in a vagina? That's how I found that video.
Okay.
But I like how on the article, it talks about that he was 17 minutes inside of her before she called 911 and 59 minutes total before his head was removed by EMT.
Oh, yeah. So that's the other part of the story is like the EMTs are there and he's dead inside. He's dead and his head is inside her vagina.
Yeah.
Like that.
She calls 911
I feel
like you can get it out.
Right.
I went in.
Well, No, well, there's a lot of actually stories of people having to go to the ER for sexual stuff where it's like your body like clenches up during times of like either super stress or something is happening where they literally cannot get it apart without someone helping. Not that like if you were relaxed, you could, but things happen that like whatever. But anyways,
she got scared. Yeah,
she's probably not in good enough shape to like push out of her anyway.
He was always probably the one during this practice to pull out. Although that's the other thing is she holding? If he's done this before, he knows how to get his head back out.
Like a pinch of the leg or a slap or something.
So it's like, you know. What is she doing? Is she holding him in until he turns blue?
Like, was it a Dom situation kind of thing? Mm-hmm. Like, you stay there, good boy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like that that in the article, at the bottom of the article that I was reading, said that earlier in the year during their honeymoon, he was charged into the hospital with inhalation of fecal matter.
Oh, yes.
Because he was inside of her beehole.
Inside of her beehole, or I forget what they what
or maybe
they
she was like farting on his mouth
was
or something.
From yeah, it was from
sucking farts
something, but yeah, he had. But again, that story when I read it seemed fake too. So
what if that's your like? What if like that's Ross's hall pass where he's like, "Hey, honey, I want to switch things up in the marriage. I want to bring some excitement. Can you fart on me?
No.
Can you fart on my face?
I don't."
Not one time? Like, you don't even give them, like, one time and then it's over? Like, I'm going to fulfill your curiosity and then
I always say if it's what the other person is into, I'll do it, except for poop and pee.
So my wife always says she had a thing from before
anything
we got
else.
Married. She said that you can have one thing one time. So whatever it is that you have going on in your life, she's like, I'm telling you this before we get married. She's like, I will give you one thing one time. And that's it for your whole life. So you get one thing one time. Let me know what it is. So like for the last 13 years that we've been together, I'm constantly like, what if this was my one thing? She's like, well, you can have it one time.
So and I'll you be like, well, what is this? Yet?
No. I haven't cashed in.
Cashed in on the one thing one time.
Sometimes like I think I'm going to cash in on it and I'll say something and then she'll be like, okay, that's your one thing. And then I'm like, damn it. Like, because if I'm going to do it one time, I want it to be like some shock value.
Uh-huh.
I want it some, you know, we've talked about this. I want to see some emotion come out of her face. And then I'm like, ooh, that's the one I'm going to do because she looks like she gives a shit about it.
Right, right. But yeah.
I haven't found it yet. I even asked her about this. I said, like, what if that was my one thing? She's like, well, you know that you're not going to fit your head inside of this vagina. So it can't happen.
Yeah, that can't be a thing. You can try maybe and that would be your thing.
Well, then she could work at it. Like it'd be like an overtime thing, stepping up casually through the different sizes of.
And that was clearly in the video that we all watched that you guys didn't see unless you followed along. That was, I think, a
that's a homework assignment.
That was a pumped pussy, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed such.
Have you seen this Will Smith headline?
Ooh, tell me.
I had sex with so many women and it was so disagreeable to my core of my being that I developed a psychosomatic reaction to having an orgasm. It would literally make me gag and sometimes even vomit every time he orgasmed.
Can we be done with talking to Will and Jada outside of the movies?
Yeah, probably.
Can we be fucking done with that?
For crazy sex people, they make it terrible.
I don't think they're crazy sex people. I think they're thirsty. And I think they just need to be, right? Why?
Yeah.
Why are we saying that? Why is that a thing that is out? That is a headline, right?
Every time I orgasm after watching another man's head inside of a vagina, I throw up.
Right. You had sex with, but look, if you break down, can we break down before we go? Can we break down the headline really quick of like, there's so many like humble brag.
I just had thirsty, so much sex.
I've had so much sex, right? And it was so disagreeable to me. What do you mean it was disagreeable to you? Fucking weirdo.
Too many women.
So now I have a visceral reaction to sex where he He gets knocked.
He gags or vomits every time he orgasms.
And that's current? That's with Jada?
Apparently.
Didn't hear that on Red Table. Super open. Didn't hear that on Red Table Talk. Didn't hear that when you were talking about why you guys, had to take a break and she was with someone or whatever. Probably it was because you fucking puke every time you have sex. And that might be a little bit weird for people, right?
She has to get over that. And, you know, sometimes she doesn't want to deal with it.
No, I love that it's just like, oh, yeah. And we just like, you know, things weren't great. We're super honest. It's Red Table. Gotta talk about it. So fuck it.
I don't have thing after sex.
You don't have thing?
Do you have like a thing? Like, I like some people have to go take a shower, or like some people like pray or weigh or whatever.
Gotta
like,
pee.
Some people gotta like
pee.
Yeah, some people gotta pee.
That's a thing. Yeah.
That's that's like a health thing. If you don't pee, don't you get like a urinary tract infection?
I don't have a thing or any type of feeling or, do you know what I mean? Of like,
I don't
some
either.
People cry. You know? Yeah.
So I like
some
to be kind alone afterwards.
You like to be alone all the time or just the current relationship?
Usually all the time. Like, uh-huh. I just kind of want to go smoke a joint by myself, maybe watch some TV.
Because you're done.
I think we should bring back the post-orgasm cigarette.
Ugh.
In bed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the jewel now. That's to God's jewel. Ear. That's the jewel. But yeah. Just 100%, like, just in that scenario. Not out at the bar, no, whatever, but just in that scenario.
One cigarette every time you have sex.
One cigarette right after, together, right?
Just laying in bed sweaty, just sharing it back and forth.
The best.
The fucking 70s.
Whenever my wife, here's another secret, that whenever my wife and I go get a hotel room, and it's just the two of us, we always try to get a smoking room for that exact reason.
So that you can smoke?
Yeah, after sex.
Or you just like the smell of it turns you
on. Because we don't smoke, period. Uh-huh. But we will get a hotel room, and we always get the smoking one, because after sex, we think it's fun. You know, on these like strange dates that we do every once in a while, like once a year, once every couple of years.
You don't need to get into
we'll
it,
smoke
Will
a,
Smith. Yeah.
We'll smoke a cigarette. We'll smoke
love
a cigarette after we
that.
Have sex. I'm serious. It's we've done it like a few times.
God, has there ever been two people but you know, more well suited than Tansy and his wife? I mean, my Lord. It's amazing.
It really is happy to hear.
It really is. Isn't
that's why
it
I
great?
Feel bad when I micro cheat on her. I feel terrible.
I'm sure.
She doesn't care.
She doesn't care
which
because
is what I like
she,
about her.
Yeah, because she gets it. Where she was like, go see an orgy. Because that means you're going to see it. You know, you're fine with it. It'll get that little stuff going. But we still know that we're disciplined. We love each other enough that you are going to come home. But she still understands you kind of need a little bit of micro cheating in order to like not really cheat.
Right.
Huh? Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
We'll see. Well, it seems to be working for you guys. Anyways, have a happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Thank you for joining me today and, the boys, Giorgio, Bobberton. I think I'm going with Bobberton.
Whatever you need to do.
Lord Bobberton. Cause you're just so like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You are right.
I'm a fancy boy.
You're a fancy boy. You're white, right? In so many ways.
Yes. But mostly I have the hue of an 18th century nobleman.
Exactly. Like if we put the right stuff on you, and a sepia pick or something. Dan, you guys have a great Thanksgiving. I love all of you guys. And Pinecone Day, yes, don't worry. Pinecone Day, we're getting there December 16th. Ross will definitely be back for Pinecone Day. So we are good to go. Love you guys. Have fun with your families. And... good afternoon.